Could you talk about some of the current ongoing clinical trials right now that are looking at erlotinib?
So there are a number of fun and exciting studies that are ongoing or planned. One of the studies that we lead in the CALGB is a randomized phase 2 trial. And it's a trial that will compare chemotherapy with erlotinib versus erlotinib alone. And each of those is to be compared to historical controls from Tribute. So we want to see if the erlotinib alone looks as good as, say, the carbotaxol, i.e. could be a surrogate for it in that never-smoking population. Does it look like it's 10 months median survival? And to see if the other group does hold up to that 23 months that we saw for the never-smokers. And the trial is powered to ensure that we'll be able to have a fairly... Everyone has to have adequate tissue for EGFR sequencing. We don't want a lot of dropouts. So in this setting, we're mandating really that the patients have a pathology block. They must have had some sort of prior surgery for their lung cancer or either at presentation or on recurrence had a metastatic site removed. Because we want to be able to make sure we have enough patients with EGFR mutations to compare whether there's a differential benefit between just EGFR mutated patients versus the oligo smokers at large and to get a feel for that. Maybe chemo with Tarceva is better in the oligo smokers at large, but Tarceva looks just as good as the combination in the patients with mutations.
What about trials in the adjuvant setting?
So there's a trial that's planned of erlotinib versus placebo in patients who have evidence of EGFR signaling pathway activation. And that trial is an industry-sponsored trial in which we're not planning to participate, but it's basically driven by immunohistochemical or evidence of gene amplification on FISH to attain eligibility.
What are your thoughts about IHC versus FISH in terms of prediction?
I think, well, as you may know, there are some methodologic issues to be worked out. Previously, the DACO cutoff value for some of these interpretation of a test as positive has varied from either 1% of cells having some staining, which is almost every lung cancer, to 10% of cells having some staining. And so that's one methodologic issue. The second is that most tumors will have some degree of EGFR positivity. And in most of the studies that have been done, although IHC may correlate with one or more endpoints, it most commonly has been trumped, or more powerful indicators have been tests like FISH or mutation status. So I don't know that the IHC per se adds much. I think there is a trial in SWOG, which is a trial looking at erlotinib-based combination with chemotherapy that requires the combination of amplification testing and IHC as a surrogate for pathway activation in order to obtain eligibility on that study. But of the two, I think that the amplification / polysomy story is a more powerful one to predict some benefit from the class of drugs.
Now, does this erlotinib versus placebo adjuvant trial allow for adjuvant chemo?
Yeah, I believe the individuals complete their adjuvant chemotherapy first, and then they're randomized and stratified by smoking status and are eligible based on their molecular profile.